Welcome to the Design Break Podcast, a new podcasting experience designed to help you break into the creative world and grow your career. I'm your host, Rocky Rourke, a freelance illustrator and designer, and I'm here to help you. So let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of the Design Break Podcast. In this episode, we are going to be talking about the power of conferences. I don't mean just like regular old conferences, not the conferences that your mom and dad went to. I'm talking about creative conferences, conferences like Creative South, Circles Conference, Creative Works, Adobe Max, things like that. Now, most of these, almost all except for Creative Works that I mentioned, I've attended. And I have to say that they really have been a major key to my success, specifically Creative South. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about my own experience, especially the experience I had with my very first conference. And I'm also going to talk about a bunch of other reasons why conferences are so important. So please bear with me. Now, my first experience going to a conference was going to Creative South 2013. At that point, I never really even knew anything about conferences. I had heard of the major ones, HAL Live, and I think there was one other one that came out before Adobe Max. And I really was like, do I really want to go to this? I had seen movies and TV shows where they show conferences as being these boring events where everyone just has name tags on. They go around, they get drunk, they eat a bunch of food, and that was about it. Well, I decided after hearing from a lot of people about Creative South that I should probably check it out. Now, it's interesting because I actually went to my professors, because this was my senior year of college. I was just finishing up my senior portfolio. In fact, the conference started the day after my portfolio reveal. And so I went to my professors like, hey, could we get together a group of students to go to this cool conference I found here in Georgia? And they're like, well, talk to the student design organization and we'll see if we can't get it sponsored by the art department. You guys can go. I was like, cool. We got it sponsored. And the most interesting part of this is that no senior, except for myself, actually went to the conference. I believe there was less than a dozen people who went. There was one grad student, a few juniors, and a few sophomores in addition to myself. And that was it. No other senior wanted to. They were like, oh, we just went through all this portfolio review stuff. I'm tired. I don't want to do this. And so they decided just to go out, party, get drunk, and have fun versus to, you know, get up at 3 a.m., which sometimes I think I can't really blame them for that. But I went to Creative South. We got there. I had no idea what to expect, and it just blew my mind completely. All the stereotypes I was thinking were out the window, and I had an amazing time, an amazing learning experience, and so many takeaways that I still use today. Now, the important thing to remember here is conferences like Creative South are powerful events in creatives' careers. Creative conferences offer a range of positive reasons to attend. It's something that it's not just like, oh, come here and learn. Oh, come here and have fun. Oh, come here and meet new people. It's all of those things combined and then so much more. Now, before I get into a bunch of stuff, let me just explain one thing. This isn't just a collection of my own experiences. I actually did some outreach to my friends who go to conferences on Facebook, Instagram, on a couple of Slack channels. And so some of these insights are not just my own. They're insights from the community at large. So just keep that in mind. One of the first things I'm going to talk about here is something that it's affected me in my life. And that is something that I'm sure probably affects you as well, which is social anxiety and the fear of basically going out, talking to people, saying something wrong, acting like an idiot, thinking that you, oh my God, I just ruined this first, you know, experience talking to a speaker and all this stuff. Let me just tell you this right now. The majority of creative conferences and events, you're not going to have that type of an experience. If you do, it's the wrong type of conference. The most interesting thing about creative conferences is that they allow you to expand your comfort level and beat back the terrors of social anxiety. Now, my entire life, I've suffered from social anxiety. You'll probably hear me talk about it throughout this entire podcast. And the same thing happened to me when I went to Creative South. I was scared to death. I didn't know what to expect, what to do. but I pushed myself out of that comfort zone and I went for it. I ended up going and speaking to almost every single speaker at the event, whether it was right after their talks, at the little social gatherings at night or whatever, including holding up my entire group of people. They're trying to leave to head back to our college town. I held them up because I was talking to Raji King, who's now a friend of mine. I talked to him for almost 2 hours. They're all sitting like, come on, Rocky, what are you doing? And I was like, forget you guys. I'm going to sit here and talk to this person because this person could give me some very valuable insights. You know, I went to this conference and I was so scared. I was like, I was basically a turtle and I wanted to just stay in my shell, but I broke out of that. Creative conferences are an amazing way of helping boost your comfort level and help you to interact with new people, which is something that you're definitely going to need, especially if you're a student or a new young designer who's just trying to break into a creative profession, is that you're going to need to be able to have a comfort level of talking to people, of reaching out to people, of introducing yourself. And that's one of the great benefits of these creative conferences, because you will do that at these conferences. Even if you don't put forth the effort to talk to people, people will come up to you and want to get to know you. Now, the interesting thing beyond the whole comfort level is you're also able to expose yourself to so many new things. You're able to learn so many new skills, different ways of doing things, but you're also able to be exposed to new ideas and ways of thinking as well. There have been many times where I've gone to a conference with one specific mindset about one specific thing, and then I go and I hear someone else's thoughts on it, and it completely changes my mind about that subject matter. A great example would be hand lettering. I was never a big fan of it prior to going to, I want to say, Circles Conference or one of the creative stops that I went to, and I got to meet a bunch of lettering artists, and I got to, you know, learn, oh wow, like there's so much skill in this, there's so much practice that goes into it. It's just like with drawing. And I kind of fell in love with hand lettering because of these conferences. You would see people doing amazing things with branding. You'd see people do amazing things with poster art, t-shirt design, things like that. And I fell in love with that. And it basically exposed me to a whole new world of creativity. And so even now to this day, I'm not a hand lettering artist or hand lettering designer, whichever way you want to be called, but I do practice a lot more with that. And I do try things from time to time. And that whole mindset shift happened because of creative conferences. Another interesting thing, you're going to keep hearing me say interesting things. That's just because there's so many levels to going to creative conferences. But one of the best things is that you'll have a chance to meet some of your creative heroes and hear them speak, tell their stories, and realize that they are just like you. A great example of this would be my now friend, Nick Slater. He was the first person I heard speak at Creative South 2013. And I'll be honest, like I had seen his work. I was super excited. I was like so intimidated by this powerhouse of illustration and branding. And then come to find out that he was just like me. He had social anxiety. He had imposter syndrome. He had all of these things. And we were able to bond. Later on, this is just like a little side note, but fast forward a couple of years, me, Nick Slater, Raji King, Matt Helm, and a couple of other people, mind you, all three of those guys spoke at Creative South 2013. We all went to Vegas and we had a great time out there. That all happened because of the fact that we connected at this conference. But I digress. You know, another person that I met who's definitely a big hero of mine is Aaron Draplin. Now, when I first met him at Creative South, I never really even heard much about him. I had friends that were obsessed with him. They had met him. They knew him very well. I didn't really know what to think about this guy. And then I remember sitting there and hearing him speak. And I was completely amazed. Ever since then, I've been a huge fan of Draplin's. I've talked to him one-on-one in person, over email. He even helped me through a very difficult time. He gave me some advice that helped me basically succeed. He's an amazing guy, and I got to see him, I got to speak to him, and I got to realize, you know, he is this mammoth in, you know, the creative world, but he is just a regular human being. The interesting thing with meeting your creative heroes is that it really shows you that you can obtain the level of success that they've obtained, that you can go from where you're at now and hit that status of Nick Slater, Raji King, Aaron Draplin, all of these amazing people. You know, they all started out the same way or even worse off than where you are today. So it really is an amazing experience. And it kind of goes into a next little thing. It's something I don't even have in my notes here, that you can go to these conferences and you can hear all of these success stories, but you also hear failure stories. And that is actually one of my favorite things. I love the success stories of my friends and the speakers and everything like that, but my favorite parts are the failure stories. And the reason why is because it shows that even though this person failed, look where they're at today. They're speaking in front of all these people. They're giving tons and tons of insight. And so it's really cool to hear stuff like that, to hear that people can mess up, they can fail, they can fall so far, and yet they can pick themselves up and reclimb that mountain of success. And that to me is an amazing, amazing experience to hear, especially when it comes to your creative heroes. Talking about conferences and everything like that, one thing I will say is that the best conferences to start with, especially if you're a student or a young creative or you're just breaking into the creative world, is not the big mega conferences like HAL Live and Adobe Max. Let me first say, I love Adobe Max. I've been now, I think, 3 or 4 times. I love it. Gonna keep going to it. But it's definitely not one that I would suggest to start with as a young creative. Instead, I would suggest starting with the smaller conferences, you know, like Creative South, Circles Conference, Creative Works. I'm trying to think of a couple other smaller ones. They'll be listed in the show notes and everything. Going to these smaller conferences, you're not bombarded by, let's say with Adobe Max last year, I think it was like 15,000 attendees. I think the max I've ever seen with Creative South is maybe 800, 900 attendees. And that's actually manageable. When you go to these smaller conferences and you don't have to compete with, you know, 10,000 plus people, you get more chances of speaking to your idols, your heroes. You get more chances of meeting new people, making new friends, and who knows, maybe even finding a job. Here's a little side story that I wasn't going to include in this episode, but it shows you the power of going to creative conferences even more. Back in 2014, before I left Focus Lab, I had gone to a conference out here in San Diego called ValioCon. Now, later, a couple of years later, I ended up speaking at ValioCon. It was my first time speaking. But during this time I went out here, or came out here, I got a chance to talk to this interesting guy. We ended up talking, I think, about a half dozen times throughout the entire time of the conference. Made friends with him. We followed each other on Instagram and Twitter. And, you know, I thought, okay, this will be a cool contact to have on the West Coast. When I left Focus Lab, I didn't really know what I was going to do. I was originally going to go and do full-time freelance, and that was actually one of the pieces of advice that Draplin gave me. He said, don't do full-time freelance. Get a job to basically cover yourself and be more secure. He said, do freelance, and eventually, as you get more freelance projects, then go full-time freelance. But this guy I reached out to, I basically was asking, hey, do you know of anyone out in San Diego who needs freelancing projects? He was like, I don't right now, but my company I work for is hiring. And I was like, what are they hiring for? He was like, they're hiring for UI UX. And I was like, but I'm a branding designer and an illustrator. He's like, still though, you have an amazing, you're great at design. You have a great eye for design. Just give it a try, you know, apply. It can't hurt. And I ended up applying. And I ended up taking a skills test, and they flew me out to San Diego, and I ended up interviewing. And a month today of leaving Focus Lab, I had a job. Now, that would not have happened. I would not have ended up working for that company if it wasn't for going to a creative conference. I ended up working there for 2 years, ended up getting very tired of it, getting very tired of working UI UX and everything, and eventually was let go. But still, like, that whole experience led to me having a job for 2 years where I was able to gain a ton of experience and strategy and communicating, and was also able to do freelancing on the side. So just a little side note there. With smaller conferences, you're able to have more intimate experiences. You're able to actually speak and mingle with those speaking or putting on the conferences. You're able to make friends. You're able to join groups of people. You're able to go out to dinner with people, lunch, things like that. Versus a larger conference where the chances of you're speaking to a speaker or someone higher up putting on a workshop and things like that is very, very much lower. To give you an example, when I've gone to Adobe Max, I've actually only spoken to a speaker probably about one or two times over the course of the entire time I've gone there since 2016. I believe that's 3 years. So it's definitely a lot harder at larger conferences to do that versus smaller conferences. But again, a very important thing is that you're able to develop a whole lot more friendships and contacts that are more meaningful than going to a larger conference. There was something I just mentioned there about making friendships and contacts that I think is definitely a very important thing when it comes to creative conferences, and that is networking. Okay, so I'm going to summarize a couple things here. Some of the things that you should definitely keep in mind if and when you attend creative conferences. Now, this is like a way for me to take all of this information I've just basically spewed at you and make it a more manageable line items. And this is something I try and do in all of these episodes, or in the majority of them, because of the fact that I know that a lot of times when you listen to people speaking on podcasts, it can get very long and drawn out. People ranting. I know I do. And so I want to have touch points for you. So the number one is go beyond your comfort level. You know, you'll thank yourself later when you do this. Break out of that turtle shell. If you're going with a group of people or a company, which I've done it before, trust me, it is hard. Break away from that group. Don't just stay with that group the entire time, because what's going to happen is you're only going to be having the experiences that that group has. You're not going to be able to talk to as many people. You're going to end up being, you know, a secondary person, not the primary person in the conversation. And what's going to happen is you're going to find yourself standing around while your bosses are talking to speakers, and you're just there. You might add a little bit into it, but you're not having that one-on-one that you would if you didn't break away from the group. You know, talk to people. Don't be a wallflower. This isn't a high school dance. This is a chance for you to grow like a flower, but don't be a wallflower. I've seen so many people. I still remember when one year I was at a conference and some students from my former university came to the conference, and I was trying to get them to go out. I was like, hey, listen, here's a speaker right here. Let me introduce you. You guys can talk. You guys can learn something. And they literally told me, no, we're juniors. We're going to wait till we're seniors. Then we'll go and talk to them. There's no reason for us to talk to them now. And I was dumbfounded. I was like, are you serious? This is an amazing learning experience. You can talk to this person who has 20 years of experience in the industry that could help you when it comes time for not only you getting a job, but even in this next year or two that you have of college. And so don't be like those students, because you're not going to grow. You know, break out of your comfort zone. Go for it. Break away from your college group, your work group. Break away and find someone, talk to someone, make your own contacts. Because I'm going to tell you this right now, college friends, they're not going to help you get a job. Your boss, you might not even have him as a boss for much longer. You never know. Go out, make the contacts, make friends, speak to people, learn as much as possible. Number two, make meaningful and lasting connections at the conference. Don't just go with 100 business cards, hand them out to everyone, and think that, okay, I now have 100 contacts out there. In reality, you probably have one or two if you're lucky. Because the majority of people, they get business cards, they stick them in their bags. Next thing you know, 2 years later, they're going through their bags, they see the business card like, oh, I think I remember that person. Or, oh, who was this? I don't even remember this person. Instead, go and make meaningful conversations with people, one-on-one, interact with them, talk to them, ask them questions, get to know them. I'll tell you this right now. The best way to stick in someone's mind is to ask them questions. Not just say, oh yeah, I did a project like this. Oh yeah, I do this. Talk about them. Ask questions about them. They're going to remember you. They're going to want to talk to you again because you showed interest in them. Every single person in the world, no matter who it is, I don't care, could be the Pope. Every single person is narcissistic in some way. I definitely am. I'll admit that. I love to talk about myself, and I try very hard not to. But everybody likes when people ask questions about them. If you ask questions about the person, if you ask them questions about their industry, what they do, things like that, they're going to get engaged, they're going to get involved, and they're going to remember you. Even if they might not remember your name, they're going to remember your face. They're going to remember the conversation that you had. I can still go back and remember certain people and remember certain conversations I had all the way back to Creative South 2013 because of the fact that they asked me questions about me and I asked questions about them. Once you meet someone, follow them on social media. That way you can continue the conversation there. Because what's going to happen is conferences last between 1 to 4 days. Once that's over, you're probably not going to see that person again unless you go to another conference or you go and start working with that person. And so the best way to keep that conversation going and to keep you in the back of their mind is to respond to their stuff on Instagram. Talk to them over DM on Twitter, things like that. And what will happen is if you're a freelancer, for instance, they might talk to you from like maybe once or twice a month. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, hey, I got a project for you. You just made maybe $1,000 from a project. So keep the conversations rolling. But the most important part of this entire step here is to create friends, not just names in your contact list. The majority of the people that I meet or that I have seen year after year at, for instance, Creative South, I bring up Creative South because number one, I'm speaking at Creative South this year, so definitely go and register for that. But two, because I've been to Creative South now every single year since 2013. Let's see, 2013, 2014, 2015, 16, 17, 18. That's 6 years. This year will be year seven. I've gone to this over and over again, and so I've seen people over and over again. I've made great friends. I've made great friends with Peter Del Tondo, who I was put on the conference. I've made good friends with Mike Jones, who created the conference. Lenny Terenzi, my friend Jason. I can never remember his last name. It's like Frost something. Jason, don't hate me for this. I'm so sorry. There's so many amazing people, though, that I meet out there. Like my friend Shauna Lynn, I met at Creative South. There's so many amazing people that I've met, and we're friends. We talk on Facebook. We talk on Instagram. I share their stuff on there. We've done projects together. Sorry for the motorcycle, and there it goes again. There's always a lot of noise on this hill, so I apologize. But I've made so many amazing friends and contacts at these events, and so that's something I definitely suggest to you. Don't just make contacts. Make friends. Because those friends are going to be people who end up helping you get work. Number three, absorb as much of the information you hear and see throughout the entire event. When you go to hear a speaker talk, always have a sketchbook. Always be making sketch notes. Always be recording the talks. Yeah, you can actually record them. Record video. Make sure your iPhone's charged up. Record the entire talk. Record the audio of the talk. Take pictures of their slides. But record as much as possible in so many different ways. That way you can go back later. Right now, I have a sketchbook on my desk, and I have in that sketchbook sketch notes from Adobe Max 2016, 2017, and I think maybe even 2018 in there, and as well as other conferences like Epicurrents, Creative South, etc. So always be recording stuff like this. Carry around your sketchbook or a field notebook with you wherever you go during an event, and if you hear someone say something, even in passing, that strikes a chord with you, write it down, record it. When you meet people that you want to keep in contact with, record them, like take a picture of them. If they have you follow them, take a screenshot of their Instagram account so you can know, hey, this is someone I need to follow up later. But learn as much as possible. And finally, the fourth thing is have as much fun as possible. Creative conferences are meant to have fun. They're not just meant for learning and everything like that. They are meant to have fun. Conferences are not just learning or taking home touch points and new knowledge that you can share with your coworkers. Trust me, they're not. If they are, then I would not be making this podcast. They are about having fun, seeing old friends, making new friends, going out and partying, eating great food. They're about all of those things. Enjoy your time because when you get back home, you're back there on the grind. You're back there working, no matter what it is. It could be something that you love, but I can tell you this right now, when you get back from a conference, you're going to be like, oh, I wish I was still out there with Julian Strayhorn and we were still out, you know, eating Mexican food or having drinks or something like that. And so it's very important to always remember when you go to these conferences is to have fun. Before I end this podcast, because I was going to end this right there with these touch points, I actually want to share a story. So this is a friend of mine, Dave Clayton. Now, Dave and me met, I want to say, 1 or 2 years ago at Creative South. And Dave is an amazing guy. He's actually from the UK. I don't know where exactly. I think maybe London, but I could be wrong. So I apologize, Dave, if you're listening to this. But he shared a story with me. And like I said, I think I added this at the beginning of the podcast. I actually reached out to a bunch of people. This isn't just like insights that I have. This is insights from a bunch of my friends who I've made over the years at conferences, friends on Facebook, Instagram, Slack, all these different things. And this was a story that really, really touched me. And I thought I would share it with all of you. So I'm going to be reading this. So I apologize if it gets a little boring or anything like that. But I'm going to try and read this. Definitely not going to say it in an English accent because I can't do that. But here we go. Here's Dave's little excerpt. I went to my first real conference in 2010. I discovered the benefits of meeting fellow attendees and industry experts. I realized that it's not scary talking to people. I invested more time in building those relationships. 3 years later, I was writing an article for their magazine. 2 years after that, I recorded video classes for their online training. A year after that, I instructed my first class at a conference. In that time, I had attended more conferences. I developed more relationships. This took me to Adobe Max in 2016. I met the owner of Astute Graphics, this is a side note, Astute Graphics is an amazing software plugin platform for Adobe Illustrator. I had organized a trip to London for Aaron Draplin for Adobe. I relayed the story and was subsequently offered a job as training and community manager for Astute Graphics. I talked at 2 more Adobe Maxes. I attended my first Creative South and Creative Pro and developed more relationships and made great friends. I am now writing a book for Scott Kelby, Teaching in Design, and will be at Creative South again, Photoshop World, and Adobe Max this year. I also manage stages at the photography show in the UK, my 5th year doing so. All these opportunities came from meeting people at conferences and developing those that looked to blossom. I don't mean this to brag. I am proud of my achievements, but these all came to me when I was 42 years old. I am now 53. My point? Build this now while you have your 20s, 30s ahead of you. And who knows what paths you will take. But always remain friends with those people, help them, share knowledge, be an influencer, respect them, and listen good. Now, that whole story, when I read that, I was like, holy crap, that is an amazing wealth of knowledge there. And hopefully I didn't butcher it too much. I apologize if I did. That is an amazing story. Dave was 42 years old when he attended his first conference in 2010. He was 42 years old. And he is now 53, I think. Yeah, that math adds up. He's now 53 years old, and he has done all of those amazing things. That is amazing to hear that he did all of that stuff in the last 9 years at a point when most people are like, you know, oh, that's when I plan to be done with all of this, or that's too late to start a new career or a new path. He did all that because of conferences. He created these amazing connections. He took those connections and made them into opportunities for himself. And now look at him. You know, he works for Astute Graphics. He's worked with Adobe. He's written a book. He's writing another book. He's also doing a bunch of other events. And he's doing a podcast, which I'm going to share a link in the show notes. So definitely be on the lookout for that. But he's doing all of these things at 53 years old. Now, I'm 28 years old at the recording of this podcast, and I'm astonished. Like, I wish I had done some of those things by now. And it's amazing to see that everyone has this opportunity. There is so much potential out there for you to do so much great things by going to these events, by meeting these people, and by sharing your story or learning from other stories. So, that was a lot. But you know what? This is actually, I think, probably one of my favorite podcasts to talk about because I am so much of a big fan of conferences because they have helped me. They've helped so many amazing people like Dave here. They've helped so many careers blossom and grow. and become amazing. So before I end this, I just want to give a special thanks to a bunch of people on Facebook, Slack, and Instagram who helped me with this post by giving me some of their insights. Probably going to butcher some names, but I'm going to go ahead and run through it. Ben Mottershead. Sorry, Ben. Hopefully I didn't butcher it too bad. Elizabeth McMichael. Steph Saling. I'm sorry, Steph. You know, I'm going to butcher that. I'm so sorry. I met Steph at, I think, Creative South 1 year, and we've been friends for a while. In fact, we played PS4 together with Dustin Lee. Lisa Quinn, Dave Clayton, of course, and Mark Hirons. So thank you guys so much for contributing to this episode, for giving me your insights and sharing your awesome stories. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast, enduring some of my mess ups and slip ups and horrible, horrible narration of Dave's story. I feel like I didn't do it justice, but thank you guys so much for listening. Hopefully you guys go out and find a creative conference to go to that's near you or that is going to benefit you. Again, I'm speaking this year at Creative South 2019. It's been a long time in the making, but it's finally happening. Definitely go check them out. Go sign up today. Get your tickets. I'll see you there. If you guys listen to this podcast and this influenced you to go to Creative South, please, please share that with me at the conference. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be speaking to everyone, and I hope to see you all there. That's it for this episode. Always remember to stay passionate, stay positive, and stay creative. Thank you so much, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of the Design Break Podcast. If you guys would like to find the show notes to this episode or any other episodes, please head over to www.designbreakpodcast.com/episodes. This episode of the Design Break Podcast was written and produced by me, Rocky Rourke, with special thanks to my podcast editor, Lorraine Varone. And if you like what you hear so far, please remember to subscribe to the podcast and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to learn more about the Design Break Podcast, follow us on all social platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, at The Design Break, for great new content that will be shared beyond just what you hear in this podcast. And if you'd like to see what I'm currently up to, you can follow me on any social media platform, at Rocky Rourke. So you guys have heard me talk about in this episode how amazing conferences are, and you've heard me talk about one specific conference in particular, and that is Creative South. This year at Creative South, I will be speaking for the first time ever, and I'm super excited. This is a conference, like I said, that I've gone to every year since I first went in 2013, and this year I am finally speaking. So if you would like to attend Creative South and see me speak, definitely head over to creativesouth.com and sign up today. The conference will be going on between April 11th through the 13th, 2019. Trust me when I say this, you do not want to miss out on this. It's going to be an amazing time, an amazing conference, and I am already counting the days till I get to go and speak. There are going to be amazing speakers like Jessica Hish, Chris Doe, Rob Zilla, Kat Noon, myself, Rocky Rourke, Eric Friedenson, and many others. There's also amazing workshops that you can attend. Trust me when I say this, you will not want to miss out on this amazing opportunity. Go to www.creativesouth.com and sign up today.